Welcome
Love
to the
Talk Radio.
Flow stands for first living our ways. We give honor and glory to God. We give thanks for our overseer, Pastor Sharon Green. You can follow this teaching every Thursday at 6 o'clock p.m. To hear more from this ministry, you may call 760-283-4637. We also meet by telephone on a conference line every Tuesday at 6. That number is 559-546-1100. And the passcode is 956-755 and the pound sign. If you desire prayer, you may call Minister Ashley at 772-626-1102. Thank you for listening and hope you will enjoy the wonderful word of God. I am Minister Ashley and I will be speaking, and I hope your blessings you may receive. Let us pray. Righteous and eternal God, our Father, we thank thee, Lord, for this day. Thank you for your privilege in which you have been given unto us. We thank you for your loving kindness and your tender mercy. We praise you, we glorify you, we magnify thy name. You are awesome, you are wonderful, you are powerful. Lord, we bless you because you are mighty to save. We thank you for the shed blood. We thank you, Lord, for what you have done for us and what you are doing and about to do and still doing. We thank you so much. Lord, we bless you and praise the wonderful name of the Lord, because now unto him that is able to do exceedingly abundantly and above all that we can ask or think according to the power that worketh within us. Greater is he that is in me and in you. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. Glory to God, and you hold that in your mind. Glory to God. Thank you. I just want to welcome you again to the wonderful word of the Lord. Glory to God. And we just want to move into the wonderful word. And I don't think it's a matter of seasonal. To say it is seasonal for us to actually see it as season, but and do it in a seasonal way where we can able to get the word of the season. Don't come, we don't use those words, or we talk about the birth of Christ. We cannot talk about the birth of Christ because it was not December or so forth, which is the season, and some people may think it is not appropriate to talk about it because it is not that time. And so, as it says, the crucifixion, they talk about it in December because it is not the appropriate time, because it was done at a certain time, and that's what they had fixed. But to say that's what it is. But I believe with all my heart that the word of God have no choice and no timing, but to preach in season and out of seasons. Glory to God. So preach the word. You give the word in season and out of season. So if the Holy Spirit said on the ending of the year, preach crucifixion, that it's appropriate. And if you look at it and say, well, then if the Holy Spirit said you are to do the birth of Christ and the time that we have as the crucifixion, then it's appropriate. And so be it, that we would go according to how it is. And so there's nothing wrong with the time, but I'm saying we cannot be carried away on that, which I won't be carried away because God's word is true. And now I'm going to say, if you ask me then the question, how would I start by saying, if I want to start in a verse which I may love, I would say, for God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son, and whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have eternal, everlasting life. Glory to God. And the reason why I chose that is because that's a powerful verse according to St. John 3 and 16 verse. So there we go. We may start right there and we move on to the 2 Corinthians 5. And then we elaborate a little bit on the, verse 19. I'll maybe move on to something else in order to wherever it takes us, there we will be. Glory to God. And if you ask maybe 10 people about the St. John 3 and 16, what they think about it, everybody may give a different version of thoughts. And so because of that, my mind may come around or by. And it is not actually a seasonal one. I see that it is for season or out of season. For God, and we start by saying that, for God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son. Every one of us. And so we thankful knowing that God loved us so as we are the world. We are the people. And so because of that, then we are to understand, yes, that God loved us in spite of who we are and where we go, what we say, and all the differences that you may put together to say that what he is or what it may be according to whatever statement it may be, but for God so loved the world that he gave us his only begotten Son, that whosoever believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life. And see that part of it, which is very, very important, that if whosoever that believeth, and it actually is saying that if you don't believe at all, if you don't believe, then there is, and there will be a problem because you don't believe. But you ought to believe. Believe on him. The word of God says, believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. And he went on to say, and thy house, too, will be saved. So therefore, we want to say, he loves me, he loves you, and if you say he loves me, so he gave give everlasting our begotten Son. And when we believe, we're going to have everlasting life. Now, you may ask, what? The songwriter say, I does not know. I don't know what he saw in me to suffer deep agony, or how the love that sought, the blood that bought me, wondrous grace that brought me to the fold. And I wonder what he saw in me to suffer such deep agony. And the question is, or was, to come back and say, well, there is something in me which I would want to come and to say, well, because of something in me, it's valuable, and why the Lord God Almighty loved me. But one thing I would have said there in the question of if we could go back, we're in Genesis, and how God make that plan, or with the hope of saying man, and the when men were deceived in the Garden of Eden, and so forth, and they think, and the deceiver thought that nothing could have done because he get away with everything. because God is a spirit. God have no power to do anything, to do something towards it. But there was something to be done. But God said, and the seed of the woman shall bruise the serpent's head. Now, we get back to that part of it, which in, I think, it's Genesis 3 and about, I think, verse 15, and where it explained that, and so that he came. And that was something that was given into the adversary or to the devil to say, well, then this will happen because God will, whatever God said, is what God said, that's what will happen. And it doesn't matter how we're going to do it. And we have not the power to say how or what we're going to do. But for in fact, the word of God is true and it's never come void. So he said, the seeds of the woman shall bruise your head. And all those bruises shall come, and at the name of Jesus, glory to God. And so forth these things, and it shall happen because God said it shall be done. And because he loved us, he gave himself. He gave himself for us. He gave himself for us. And because he gave himself for us, here we are. We have the opportunity to say that we can because he is. And according to what the word of God declared, he loved us, so he make us to understand that when he came, bled and died on Calvary, God himself raised him from the dead. Mm-hmm. And so that's one of the things we got to understand and believe that what's happened. But here I believe that God himself who came in the person of Jesus Christ. And how I know that according to chapter 5 according to 2 Corinthians 5 and verse 19. And we just going to talk about that in a little bit here. And let you go right into it and see. And God is wonderful. God is great. God is powerful. And there was something that strike the misunderstanding of the devil, knowing that God had made another plan. Because man had failed in the Garden of Eden by listening to the wrong voice. And we ought to understand that the voice that we are listening to, we have to be careful on the voice. Because there are voices will call. Mm-hmm. There are voices will call. And we have to understand that the voice that we hear and the voice that we follow, we have to make sure that is the right voice. Mm-hmm. Because if we follow the right voice, we will be all right. Glory to God. Therefore, it says here in verse 19, God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself. So, and it says not to imputing their trespasses unto them, and committed unto us the word of conciliation. Now we get into that part where he will, and he showed us, and he came out into that. How is that, or how that come about? And we're going to talk about that part of it in which he said he was, and he said to wit. God was in Christ. He said, to wit, that God was in Christ reconciling the world unto himself, to bring you and I back to him, to the place that we belong. So God himself, the plan that God made is for us and for him to bring us back. So to me, I believe that he came in the person of Jesus Christ, and so that he can able to he can able to bring us back to him, or to bring us back, because in fact that God made us for himself, where we have and becomes we have become the persons or the people to worship, or to worship and to glorify him. So he came and to forgive us. He says, forgive us. You may say, well, I did not do anything. I did not commit anything. So I have no trespasses to forgive. But here, the first man, Adam, which has been, which is, you would say, maybe the forefather, in which has been sin and go according to the voice and the wrong voice and led away. But Jesus himself, God himself came and to say, it says, not in putting their trespasses unto them, and hath committed unto us the word of conciliation. Glory to God. So then it says reconciliation. Or reconcile, if we're talking about the reconciled world unto himself. And being reconciled is to bring the world, according to that word, it is to bring the world under the harmony. In harmony, to bring the world in harmony, that you and I can connect and in a spiritual worship together, and we come according to the first of God was planned for us to be. So therefore, we are his people and the sheep of his pasture. So therefore, according to Psalms 100, and it is clear unto us that we are his people. And so therefore, we ought to, and God, he came that the word of conciliation, the word make it out, and for us to bring everything into harmony. There's somebody was saying the other day that we are here just to get ready to go, but not the kingdom to be here. Because he said, Jesus said, thy kingdom come and thy will be done on earth as it is in heaven. So apparently there are some people who have been taught about that, in which the kingdom of God. And who is the kingdom? Because it says the kingdom is in me, and it says Christ is in me, is the hope of glory, and he is in me. And when the old thing came to this point, at the time when God made it sure that every one of us who desire to get back home as the prodigal. And so as the prodigal say, I will arise and go to my father, because he have enough. I don't have to stay out here and to suffer. So therefore, we have a calling. We have a call of our life. And not only then, that we got to understand here that we all say we have a mandate. He says, official order. And so we become ordered for that, and it says a commission to act as a representative of a body of people, and so are we are to do according. So therefore, let we say, well, then we are called, and he has fixed us that we can able, that we have no excuses to say. So when he died, here the thing, you say, I will go for a short time. I will go. And they say, where will you go? We want to understand where you go. And he said, he make clear unto them, he says, that he will come again and receive it unto himself. So now we look back where he crucified, and he gave himself a ransom for us, that we may have life and have it much more abundantly. And as he said, I come that you may have life and have it much more abundantly. So therefore, God loved us so much that he gave himself for us. Yes, for us. He said, himself unto. He says, reconciling the world and to himself, to bring us back to him, because there he had to bring us back, then he had was to made another plan. And Jesus, as he came in the person of Jesus, he make another plan in order to bring back the people, or to bring us back, because or to bring the world back that he loves so much. So therefore, he gave himself for us a ransom, glory to God, that we might understand that what it's all about, that we may receive him, glory to God. Because there we have, no, when Jesus desired and said to disciple and said, kind of speak to disciple and said, well, I shall go. And they didn't understand why I shall go, but he said it is important for him to go. And he started to explain to them why he should go. And he says, we maybe cannot, you may not understand it, but you will understand it later. So then when he go, then he himself, while he died for us, then he could not have, as a person, he could not serve the world unless he died. He have to die in order for him to meet us all, to meet every one of us at one shot, one time he can, because then we, and that only then, we have no excuse to say we did not hear, we did not get the message, we did not understand it, because dear, what? Because God is in us. Now he died, and he said, look, it is important for you to understand that I will send unto you the Comforter. And I will pray the Father that he send the Comforter in my name, and with the Comforter, which will be with you forever, will be with you forever, and to guide you into all truth, and to bring all things unto your remembrance. And so, he, as you receive Christ in your life, there is he that you have received in your life. So we have no excuse to say we did not know, we did not hear, because he speak to us, and maybe on a daily basis, where we can even understand that it's going to say, well, the guy from the church did not come to my door and knock or to tell me something about your coming, or there is a God. But there, as I want to say, that there you have no excuse, because when he risen from the dead, there he said, when he gone to the Father, there we will have eternal life. And how can you have eternal life? There he got to see and put and come, because that he said you have eternal life by accepting him, Jesus Christ, as your personal Savior, the one who gave his life for us, the one who gave it all up for us, the Father who loved us so that he gave his only self, the only begotten Son, that whosoever that believeth on him should not perish, but have everlasting life, will not perish. And you maybe want to maybe look further down by saying them. And now, and says, we look at according to what John declare in the word, and let for us to understand not only that what he said there, but there is something in the other verse which he declares, and I just want to get that and get that out to you right now according to what was said there. And not only according to the 16th verse, but we want to open up right there, as it said, at 17. It said, for God sent not his Son into the world to condemn the world, but that the world through him might be saved. So when you believe, as it says, you believe on him, He says, you have everlasting life in him. He said, you should not perish. If you believe in him, you should not perish, but have eternal life. Everlasting life you shall have. He said, but now you want, if you didn't understand, or if we didn't understand this part, it did not finish at 16. It continued at 17. And it says, for God sent not his son into the world to condemn the world. We need not to condemn each other. We need not to do that. He did not look at us even when we were guilty, when we found ourselves, when we were guilty of sin. But his son that came and was to ever we supposed to have and have that responsibility to say, do I want to pay it or want to give? I'm guilty of my sin, but he took it on himself. So therefore he did. So there, and even then he did not say, well, I am. But he said, I don't care what you feel or how you may feel about it. Maybe you could not get it, but the blood that was shed is shed for once and for all. Because in the old time, there was turtle dove and rams and goats and all the bloods and all that. But now, once and for all, the blood of Jesus that was shed on Calvary, that we might have life. As he said, there are the blood, we have been saved by him, and he came that we can able to, yes, and to say, well, I'm guilty, and my sin, which have been forgiven through Jesus Christ, and the atonement of sin. Yes, we thank God for it, and we thank God knowing that he is able, and he bring us out of it, and we are to believe in him. He said, but that the world through him we might be saved. And so if we believe on him, we shall be. And if we believe it not, then as it says in verse 18, he that believeth on him is not condemned, but he that believeth not is condemned already. So you have already condemned already. So because he ought not believe in the name of the only begotten Son of God, then you say you condemn. And the only way you can be condemned is because you don't believe. You got to believe. And when you believe on him, then you are saved. You say, and this is the commandment that, and this is the condemnation, that light is come into the world. And it says, there it says, and the men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds are evil. Yes, so therefore, as he went on to show that part of it, that be unto what he has been given unto us, that we are to believe, because he gave himself, he gave his son unto us, and we must believe. If you don't believe, then you are condemned yourself. So therefore, I hope, brothers and sisters, at this time, I just want to present to you right now that you believe on the Lord Jesus Christ, and thou shalt be saved. So we pray at this time that you may receive him right now in Jesus' name. My time is up, and I just want to say, God bless you. Next week, same time, same place. Minister Asher say, God bless you, and real good, and we'll see next week. God bless. Bye-bye.